Get it.
But first, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. What you're hearing may sound like the funk music that came out of the early 60s, but in fact, it's brand new. The band is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And they're a strange group in many ways. Sharon Jones, the lead singer, is a black woman in her late 40s. The band members are mostly white and young, very young. But as James Brown once said, I don't really care what people think. I just do my own thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, the super soul sister with the magnetic je ne sais quoi, Miss Sharon Jones!
Steve Paulson with Soul Sister Number One.
What do these little young white boys know about funk? And once I got inside the studio, my mouth just like dropped, and I literally had to close it up.
Well, I have to ask you about this because, I mean, I've just seen the pictures of your band members, and
oh, see,
they are little white boys. I mean, that sounds
little
like
white boys.
I mean, what did you think when you first saw them? I mean, these guys playing funk.
Gabe was like 23 or something like that. But the drummer, my drummer Homer, was like 16. He was still in high school. It was like amazing. I'm like, what?
Hey, Ben.
What, Biggie?
Did you hear about the new epidemic going around? Every man, woman, and child is catching it. It's spreading from town to town. It's called the Dap Dip, and they say you get it in your pants.
Oh, hell, Biggie. That ain't no epidemic. That's a brand new dance.
One thing that I find just amazing about your songs is they sound like they were recorded decades ago. How do you get that sound?
It's amazing. We literally built our studio. We got this old apartment building in Bushwick. And they went inside and gutted it out. Bosco literally put in the whole system, the boards. I did the electrical plugs. We read books. He told me what to do. All the sockets and everything we plugged in, it worked. We literally built that studio. And when we record live. Everyone plays at the same time. We will have like the drums or the, you know, percussions in this room. The horns may be standing behind this partition thing. And usually I'm in the room right where he's mixing the board down, like, shh, be quiet. And I can record in there. And so it's all done. And like they did, I guess, back in the days when James Brown and JB's used to record in the late 60s.
Now, are you using reel-to-reel machines? I mean,
this is not digital recording here. No digital recording at all. All reel-to-reel. I hope we can buy in tape, because if they ever run out of tape, we're lost.
Well, it's interesting because you really can hear that. I mean, it really does have that sound of those songs that came out in the 60s and 70s. I mean, I guess I didn't know that you could still do that.
Yeah. I mean, you hear my vocals. They're just as normal, just as like I'm on the stage singing. And that's what I like. I don't like all that reverb and echo and, you know, you put this on the voice to make me hit a note. You don't need to make me hit a note. I can hit my own notes. You know, I don't need them enhanced. And so I like that. So it's my time.
How long do I have to wait for you, honey, before a girl like me can move on? Ooh, baby, tell me how long do I have to wait for you, honey, before I can say that you're gone every hour.
Well, one of the most amazing things is that you have released a bunch of your singles as 45s and then on albums on vinyl. I mean, I didn't know anyone still did that.
I know. We're not the only ones, but a lot more like independent record labels are picking up on this vinyl thing. But I'm glad Bosco stood his grounds and never gave up on the vinyl. When you buy the album and you look at it, it's like, whoa. Well, then from the 60s, bro. Right from the 90s.
But, you know, I mean, putting songs out on 45s or even on vinyl, that must be kind of a risk. I frankly don't know many people who still own record players.
That's here in the U.S. In Europe, I mean, when we go away, we sell our vinyls and 45s. Like, we run out. We'll come back sometime maybe with a few CDs, maybe. But the vinyls go in Europe. People love them.
Some love makes you helpless. Some love makes you strong, and some love makes you do right, and some love makes you do wrong. Believe me when I tell you, I got the kind of love that's gonna make you higher, baby, than what you're dreaming of. And I'm gonna give it to you, oh baby.
My love.
And I'm gonna give it to you, oh baby.
My love.
You're gonna get it.
Now, one thing that I think would be tempting to do these kinds of songs the way you've done it, I mean, because you're recreating this old sound, is it would be really easy to do covers of classic Aretha Franklin, you know, or James Brown songs, but that's not what you're doing.
No, we're not doing it. We may take a song, and when you hear me sing this song, you say, oh, that reminds me of Otis Redding, or that reminds me of Aretha.
Now, one thing you do cover is a Janet Jackson song, What Have You Done For Me Lately?
You know, that song, believe it or not, we got an email. Someone says, so Janet Jackson did Sharon Jones cover? So they literally thought that, yeah, Janet did my cover.
So why did you want to cover that song?
All right, Janet Jackson, I love Janet. Don't get me wrong. Listen to her. I think she can dance well, you know, all that stuff. Great little body. You know, but her vocals, you know, they put so much on enhancing her voice. And she whispers, I think. You know, I'm like, what is she saying? You know, so they enhance and turn around. I never knew what she was saying on this song. All I knew is, what have you done for me lately? And all the other stuff. So I didn't know the words. So when he gave me those words, I was like, okay. And I just thought, went there with a turn. When you would pay for me. And I did it my way.
There was a time.
Speaking of covers, on your new album, you actually cover Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. I mean, covering This Land Is Your Land in an R&B version? Yeah, how did that happen?
That's what we do.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
Now, when Woody Guthrie wrote This Land Is Your Land, that was a very political song. Do you see your version as being political?
It's still political. We haven't changed any lyrics. Those are the same lyrics. We just sang the verse of the lyrics that they don't usually sing a lot, you know. And it's the same thing, because that was done a lot, like when the war in Vietnam, and same thing going on now, this war, what we were into. It has a meaning. It is political, and it has that. Like I said, is this land ours? You know. If it's loud, why they got a sign up that says private property? And I can't go there, you know. So I understand the song.
This land was made for you and me. This land is your land.
Now, I have to ask you about your career, because you've had a really unusual career. I mean, from what I've heard, sang in your church, and then you worked for years as a prison guard. And then, discovered after that at some point?
You know, coming up, in the certain times in the 80s, they told me I didn't have the look. They told me I was too dark-skinned, I was too short. Damn, I need to bleach my skin and stuff like that. And, you know, and lose some weight. But that really can, you know, it can really turn you, you know. And I looked like what Stephanie Mills went through when she did The Wiz. She wasn't chosen to do the movie version, so they chose Diana Ross because they told her she didn't have a look. You know, she didn't look good. And so the same thing, to tell her she didn't have to look, tell me I didn't have a look. But I felt God gave me a gift. And one day people are going to accept me for who I am. The same short, dark-skinned, pleasantly plump woman. And that's it's my time now.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. We are the Dap Kings. Right about now, we're going to take a short pause. Give you a little bit of time to flip the record on. Maybe run into the kitchen and fix yourself a drink.
Sharon Jones and the Dap King. Their latest LP is entitled Naturally. Steve Paulson spoke with Miss Sharon Jones. And yes, the music for this interview came off a good old-fashioned vinyl.